The commissioners are hopeful Congressman Tipton will get behind a bill that Colorado Senator Michael Bennet introduced in March. The Thompson Divide Withdrawal and Protection Act would withdraw unleased areas so energy companies couldn't develop them. And it would preserve existing development rights for current leaseholders. They could choose to retire the leases under the proposal. The Thompson Divide is an area that stretches from Sunlight Mountain to McClure Pass and from the Crystal River to Divide Creek. Commissioner George Newman told Tipton the bill would limit any future oil and gas exploration on the Thompson Divide.
What I'm asking you today is to follow your Colorado colleagues, Senator Bennet, Senator Udall, Governor Hickenlooper, all the elected officials within the Roaring Fork Valley, and to sign on and support Senator Bennet's Thompson Divide Withdrawal Bill.
Tipton says he'd like to solve the problem without getting the federal government involved because the threat of legislation could derail an alternative solution. He supports an effort by the Thompson Divide Coalition, the group working to protect the area. They've offered to pay the oil and gas companies to retire their leases.
And so we've seen some good communication that's going on that. And you want to be very cautious, I think, in terms of putting forward legislation that can perhaps interrupt some other conversations that are going on that can achieve the same end without getting the federal government involved in the process.
In reality, according to Zane Kessler, executive director of the Thompson Divide Coalition, the conversations Tipton supports are contingent on passage of the Bennet legislation. Kessler says the money won't change hands until the coalition knows the area is protected permanently. After Friday's meeting, Commissioner Newman said he wasn't satisfied.
It was a little disappointing that he didn't come out and recognize the broad base support that this issue has, but rather that he felt that this should not be an issue that needed to be legislated federally.
Without the legislation, Newman says other energy companies could come in and develop in the future. Tipton says he'd like to see some adjustments made to the Bennet legislation. He says he's discussed the bill with Bennet and Senator Udall.
We'd like to be able to see an amiable resolution on this.
A money trail shows Tipton has close ties with some energy companies with interests in the Thompson Divide. The Post-Independent reports a campaign filing in 2011 shows executives, investors, and others affiliated with SG interests donated more than $10,000 to Tipton's campaign. The Thompson Divide Coalition has been working since 2008 to pass the Protection Act. It's been up twice in the Senate and is now in the Committee on Energy and Natural Resources. It hasn't come to a vote. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.